Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode where we are talking about when you lose yourself in your motherhood, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about self-care and all of the things, but I want to just start off with, okay, first, if you're listening on the podcast, I got a shout out to everybody on Facebook because I can see their comments now. Natalie, Janelle, Amber, Janelle, thank you for tagging all of those ladies. But I want to talk to you guys about this idea of being a mom and losing yourself, like, quote, losing yourself after we have kids. And when I first became a mom, I'm talking kind of quiet, guys, by the way, because I don't want to wake up Tara. When I first became a mom, I remember my mother-in-law, I was really young. Okay, I was technically a teen mom. I was 18 when I got pregnant, 19 when I had her. And I remember my mother-in-law telling me things like, do your self-care, take care of yourself. You are more than just a mom. It's okay to go do things for yourself, right? And all of these things that, to be honest, I love her for telling me that. I'm so glad that she vocalized that to me, but I didn't understand it, right? I didn't understand what she was talking about because I was already lost in motherhood. Right? I was already gone. Hi, Jessica. I was already gone. Okay. And I don't mean gone in that I was lost forever and it was this hopeless cause, right? It was just that when you become a mom, it doesn't matter if it's your first kid or your fifth kid. Every single time you become a mom, you're going to lose yourself a little bit. And that's normal, right? I think so often we're like sent this message of don't lose yourself. Remember that you're still a person. Remember that you can still do all these things, right? And we know that, duh. But it, to me, that makes it feel like I can't change, right? And every single time I have had a baby, I lose myself for a little bit, right? I get totally, completely consumed by my baby, right? And by this new life that I have. Because every single time you have a kid, you're shifting the dynamic again, right? Having two kids is a completely different experience than having one kid. And you have to change as a mother to two kids. And that's not a bad thing, right? Going from two to three kids, you change again. You have to change as a mother again, which means that you have to lose yourself a little bit. You have to let go of a little bit of what you were before so that you can become something new, right? And so I just want to tell that to you guys. It's okay to feel lost in your motherhood, right? That's it. It's okay to feel totally consumed by it. I'm not saying that you should feel like that forever, but especially when you first have babies, especially when everything is so new, especially when they're so physically demanding, right? I lose myself for a little bit every single time. And I'm in it right now with Tara. The only difference is now I know it, right? So I'm okay with it. I'm not fighting it anymore. I'm not feeling bad about it and I'm not trying to fix it. I just know like this is new. I have to change, right? Being a mom to a newborn and four other kids is something I've never experienced before, right? And add to that, being a mother to five kids and a wife and running a business, I've never done that before. So of course I'm a little bit lost. Of course I'm trying to figure this out. And I hope that you guys know that it's okay to feel that way too, right? So I want to tell you, I want to just give you a little bit of story time real quick, because maybe this will help you too, as far as like all of the different roles that you have to play. Because you are more than just a mom, right? You're a mother, you are a woman, you are a friend, maybe you're a wife or a spouse or a partner or a daughter, sister, sister-in-law, coworker, business owner, like you have a lot of things to do, right? So when I first had my kids, you know, my mother-in-law was like, don't lose yourself, do your self-care, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. Right. I don't know what I'm doing. I was in college. I was in college to become a teacher, right? I had my first two kids while I was earning my bachelor's degree. I graduated with my bachelor's degree the day after I had my second son. And it was crazy. It was crazy busy. And I just remember that feeling like no matter what I was doing, it wasn't enough, right? I was going to college, right? And I ended up taking mostly online classes, and I felt like that wasn't enough. Like it was a fake degree because I had two kids and was working full time, and I couldn't, you know, I wasn't going to school enough, right? And I didn't feel like I was a good enough mom because I wasn't at home enough because I was working and I was going to school, right? So I didn't feel like I was a good enough mom. And I didn't feel like I was good enough at my career because I was being a mom and I was trying to figure this out. And I was stretched so thin that it just made me feel like none of the things that I was doing was enough, right? And I got the chance to stay home with my kids. And again, just felt like it wasn't enough, right? It wasn't me. It wasn't enough. I was at home with my kids now and I was being a good mom, but a big part of me was deeply unfulfilled because I thrive on creating and I thrive on work, right? That's why I have a business, because I thrive on that. But I wrestled with that guilt for wanting more than staying, you know, home with my kids. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, right? I'm just saying that that's how I felt, right? And it was miserable because when I was working, I wasn't happy because I felt like I needed to stay home. When I stayed at home, I wasn't happy because I wanted to go to work. All these things, right? And it sucked, right? It was really hard. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I was like this miserable mess all of the time. I had a lot of really good moments and happiness in there, but overall, it just, the theme of my life felt like not enough, right? Not enough. I'm not doing enough. And I had no idea who I was, right? Because when you feel like that, you don't know who you are and you don't know what your values are. You don't know what your priorities are and you don't know what you want. So you feel a little unfulfilled, right? And you feel a little bit lost in your motherhood, right? And I say lost in my motherhood because this season of my life is mostly about motherhood, right? I have five kids and it's about motherhood right now. That's my main focus. And so I felt lost in my motherhood, right? Trying to figure out how all of these other pieces of my world fit into motherhood. Now, I want to, okay, so let's talk about decluttering real quick, okay? Because all of the things that I just told you about were pre-decluttering. If you know my story, you're going to hear it again real quick. If you've never heard my story, this is the short version of it. My husband and I were born and raised in Alaska. We decided last minute, you know, in about a matter of 5-6 weeks from talking about it to deciding to move from Alaska to Florida with only what fit into our suitcases. Okay. It was fast and furious. It was insane. It was totally worth it. Now, everything that I just told you about was up until that point. That is how I felt. I opened up a preschool even up in Alaska because I was not happy being a teacher. I wasn't happy as a teacher. And I wanted to do more, so I opened up my own business because I thrive in entrepreneurship and having freedom. I'm a terrible employee for so many reasons that are not important right now. But anyway, I thrive in entrepreneurship. So I opened up a preschool and I loved it. And that was the closest I had ever felt to feeling like I was not lost in my motherhood, right? Like I had it all. I had my career. I was able to be with my kids and I felt like I was crushing it. Here's Tara, hang on. And then we left that to go to Florida, and I don't regret it. Hey, baby. He's like, where am I? And the thing that happened in Florida, the craziest thing that happened after we got rid of all of our stuff, all of our clutter, all of our excess, all of the things weighing me down in my everyday life, was that I felt like I had freedom to explore what I wanted to do with my life, because all of a sudden I had time and I had energy and I had freedom really to do those things and to try things and go figure it out. So when we got to Florida, I went back to teaching. However, in Florida, it was like a whole new world of being exposed to things like Montessori schools and Reggio Emilia schools and all of these things. So I was like, awesome, like this is exciting. I'll go back to teaching and it will be like something I've never done before, because Alaska just didn't have things like that, right? Or at least not accessible to me where I was at. So I got to try things and figure out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. Did I want to be a teacher? Did I want to open up my own school again? Did I want to be this kind of a teacher? Did I want to be that kind of a teacher? Did I want to be a director of a school or a principal or a mentor or whatever? Like I got to experience and try all of these different things out because I wasn't overwhelmed by my home, right? Like, and I tried so many things, even outside of teaching. I started school to be a doula. I tried things like network marketing. I started up like 3 different blogs and a podcast before that totally failed. I tried all of these different things. I thought about going back to school to be a nurse. But I really believe that the biggest thing that helped me in being able to go try those things and experiment was decluttering my home, because I didn't have to worry about laundry piles and I didn't have to worry about messes and I didn't have to spend my weekends cleaning up or catching up or trying to get organized. I could spend my weekends reading a book about midwifery, right? Like that's what I could do. I could spend my weekends trying to figure out how to build a blog or writing blogs or any of those things, because I didn't have to spend my time doing pointless stuff. And in addition to all of those things that I was able to try out and experiment with, I was still having time for my family, right? I felt like I was still being a present and good mom. I still had time for my husband. I still had time to make friends, because we moved so much. I had to make friends over and over and over again. And my house was taken care of. So decluttering is the simplest way to create time and energy for you to think about the things that you want to do right in your motherhood, and space and energy for those things that you want to try and do. That's not to say that you can't do it without decluttering, but it does make it a lot easier. Now, the last thing that I want to tell you is that during the time of like trying to figure out what I wanted to do, you know, being unhappy, even in Florida, I felt like, oh, my hair is crazy. Even in Florida, if you guys are listening on the podcast, I have baby hairs that are growing back that are sticking straight up and they're making me crazy. But even in Florida, as a teacher, I felt really unfulfilled. I felt very lost in my motherhood because I didn't like the work that I was doing. I didn't enjoy being a teacher. I tried all different kinds of teaching. I tried all different kinds of positions: lead teacher, assistant teacher, director, assistant director, financial officer person thing for the school. Like, I tried all different kinds of things and I just didn't enjoy it. And so right after I had quit teaching, I helped my husband with his business and was like, I'll just help him, which I loved. I love getting to work with him. But ultimately, I'm not passionate about insurance. So after I got pregnant with Kaylee and had Kaylee, I was like, I just want to do nothing, right? Like, I am trying to, I'm so tired of trying to figure out what it is that I want to do that I'm just going to be a mom, right? I just want to stay home and I just want to focus on my family. And I was so happy with that for the first time ever, right? Like, I was just like, I don't care what I do. I don't care what I do. Like, I don't care if I find the perfect job. I don't care if I end up staying at home and not ever having a job. And like, I just don't care. Like, I'm happy and I'm content with this. And I did that for like 6 months and then I started Motherhood Simplified. So I think you know how that ends, is that ultimately I still want to create. I still like to do. I still like to build things, build communities, especially build relationships. I love it. But it took me a long time to get to this point of like, I'm just content, right? And not content in that I'm complacent, and not content in that I'm settling, but content, like truly content in that I love what I do and I love what I have and I love all of the different roles that I have. And I was talking to a friend earlier who said something kind of similar of like, she's had the career. I don't want to put words in her mouth or missay it, but she's had a career, right? And she's highly educated and she's used that education and she's built a career and she has kids now and she's not sure what that looks like anymore, right? Like, what does a career look like when you're a mom? What does being a mom look like when you have a career? And she was like, I just am going to step back for a little bit and just be a mom and figure it out. And that's totally okay, right? Like, it's totally okay to feel a little lost and to feel a little confused and to feel a little bit overwhelmed by trying to figure out what this is supposed to look like, because there is no way, there's no specific way that it is supposed to look. Nobody knows. You just have to figure it out and you just have to try it out, and you should be really nice to yourself while you're trying to figure it out, right? So all of that to say, it's okay to feel lost in your motherhood, right? It's okay to feel like you lose yourself for a little bit of time. You will come back to it, right? Just don't give up. Just don't give up. And don't put a whole lot of pressure on yourself to figure it out right away. Right? Like, it's taken me a long time. And right now I'm finally in a place of contentment. And that might change, right? It might change again. I'm sure it will just keep changing as my kids get older and start leaving the house, and then all of that changes again, right? Like, it's gonna change. It's totally okay to feel lost in your motherhood, or to feel like you don't know what self-care means, or you don't know how to make time for yourself, or you don't even know what you would want to do if you had free time. Like, we all feel that way. And if somebody says they don't, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. Okay. So I hope this is helpful for you guys. I can't see any of the comments on Facebook, but I will see you all on the next episode. Okay.